go. It is Christmas Eve, folks. Christmas Eve 2020. Scott Spears and Glenn Coba with you on the air. And we will be on the air for the next three solid hours here, right through 1 o'clock this afternoon. I believe the only radio show, talk radio show, local live this morning in the Marion area. Glenn, let's see if your mic's working.
All right. Can you hear me?
I think I can. Okay.
And does that mean I don't have to do a swap shop?
Well, you know what? If people want to, by that point, if people want to swap and shop, they are more than welcome to do so. Now, I do have, I've cleaned and have out now the goblet. Are those called goblets?
No, those are wine glasses.
Are those wine glasses?
Yeah.
So what's a goblet?
I think a goblet's bigger and rounder. Yes. It's like a ball with a hole in the top.
Really? So that's what a goblet is.
I think that's what it is.
So I don't have. I forgot to grab the eggnog and the vodka, but we'll get started here momentarily.
Wine glasses are probably a good idea for this. That'll keep our consumption down.
Now, just for people who don't realize, and I can't tell you how this got started, but this is the seventh Christmas that this has went on, and many people have participated in this. It did start on Charlie's show, Charlie Evers, and so he was here for every one of them, the first six. Now, Marge Hazlett participated in a couple of those. We lost Marge this year, but we certainly remember her at Christmas time. Last year, Terry Tackett and Sean Kraft participated in it, so they've participated in this. And
I think this is the first time I have, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you've. Yeah, I would say. Terry Klein has been a part of this over the years. And I think that's probably it when it comes to the Christmas Eve libation celebration.
Has Fred Malone ever come into it?
I don't think Fred Malone's ever been here on Christmas Eve.
Okay, he seemed to know about it yesterday when he called in.
Well, it's something to listen to, that's for sure. It's something that certainly is.
Well, we won't have a drunk Charlie this time. So.
No, but it happened. It did happen pretty well every year for 6 years, which was always a lot of fun. Now, I do have this card from his wife, Jeannie, that I am going to read at some point here over the next 2 hours, but what I do want to thank is again Abby and Michelle for the nice Christmas card and a Halloween card. 2 months late, but hey, that's the way it goes. And there was.
But who's complaining?
Who's
right?
complaining? $25 gift card to McDonald's. Very
right.
nice. And this ornament. Did you see this ornament? That's kind of neat.
Oh, that is kind of neat. Yeah.
It's got our three names on it.
That's cool.
So I'll hang this on my tree, and every time I think of hot chocolate and marshmallow. Oh, Terry Klein, here we go. A surprise visit. Terry.
Table.
Well, you know what? We have a breakaway table behind the chair over there. See the wall? You know what? Glenn, talk for a second, and I'll go help Terry get the table.
I'll talk for a second, yes. I'm looking forward to doing this show, just because that makes me part of the history of this show. I am not a big booze fan, but I promised that I would have at least one of these things, I guess I'm duty bound to have one, so that's what I'm going to have. And Terry's bringing in the evil juices. Anyway, we're trying to figure out how to get a table up. It seems to be far above Scott's mental acuity.
Well, you don't want to break the rules.
Yeah, yeah, we're rule breakers, boy. We're the wild gang.
That's why the building's crooked. We've broken all the rules. Well, the bar is set up.
All right. Ready to drink away.
Back here, since Terry is.
All right, and we don't have goblets. We have wine glasses. They're, you know, the smaller size. But I guess we're going to try this. I'm not a big fan of vodka, nor am I a big fan of what's the juice we're having? Eggnog. So this probably is going to be an experiment for me that I won't be remembering with great glee.
Don't tell your friends
any
about
that. When I used to drink more, it was just beer.
Back when you were an alcoholic.
Yes, back when I was an alcoholic. Yeah. No, I think we'll have fun, though. I like just being part of the tradition.
It's been a fun tradition. Like I said, seventh year, I believe, we've done this, and yeah. It was always fun. 7 years, yeah.
I see you got the battery in your flashing lights around your neck.
I did. I got it fixed.
And I'm having trouble because it sends me into a kind of a fit, you know.
Do you have autism?
No, but...
go ahead.
Your
apparel.
Yeah, right.
In the wrong place.
Oh, no, we are in our gay apparel.
We certainly are today for the holiday season. And it's a great holiday season.
Yes.
Because I think this year a lot of people have had to get back to basics because of the situations and times that we're living in. And I think that's it.
No,
did
I was,
you just read your shirt, Glenn?
Yes, I did. I was going to mention something after,
that's
after
all
you're
saying.
Done.
I'm saying it's very nice that people have gotten back to somewhat basics, out looking at lights, putting more out at their houses.
Oh, there are a lot of lights out this year, yeah.
Certainly are. That's, yeah. That's, so it's nice.
No, the reason why I looked at my shirt, I couldn't remember the name of the organization, but I put this shirt on. It's an old shirt, but I got it when I was working at the credit union, and we did some stuff for Marion County Children's Services. I couldn't remember the name of the organization, but I knew it was children, and that's kind of what Christmas is about, and that's why I put this shirt on, is to think of the kids, because that's what it's all about.
Well, yes, and Santa Claus will be out tonight in full force.
He's calling me right
now.
Is
that Santa calling you right now? My
From
goodness
Patriot,
gracious.
Patriot, Ohio, and I've never been in Patriot, Ohio.
Well, he was in Australia earlier. He was floating around Australia.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So he has started to move.
He has started to move. A lot of presents were delivered when I looked early on this morning.
Okay. Well, I just cut off whoever was calling me from Patriot, Ohio, since I don't know anybody from there.
You don't know anybody from Patriot, Ohio?
No, no. I keep getting the same call, so it must be the same calling tree.
You don't know any Patriots?
I don't know a lot of Patriots. No, not any. Not this year.
Well, that's good to know. That's right. We are social.
We are.
This is one thing that we mentioned from time to time, but we are 6 feet apart here at the desk. We did this way back in March when we decided we were going to still broadcast from the studio here, and we have always maintained that with the guests that have come in.
Well, and my wife wouldn't let me do this if we weren't socially distanced. So.
Right. But you know what's interesting, and this is all I want to talk about the pandemic because it is Christmas Eve.
Okay, yes.
But it's fascinating when we were having the conversation last week about, you know, because you don't go out very much, just
no.
to the grocery store in here.
Yeah.
And if you got the COVID, you know, would we really know where it came from? And you were saying, well, it would have to be here or the grocery store. And then Jeff Ruth calls in and says he had it. He would have never thought
I never would have thought it.
So and I don't really know if we know.
And Jeff had come in about 10 days earlier than that. So for a few days, I was kind of checking to make sure I was feeling okay.
Well, but see, this is the thing. If you got it, I don't know if you would really know how you got it. Now,
now
getting through it is the point.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Where you got it, I don't think you would really know.
Well, and let's just hope we don't have, like I told you off the air, Mike, I just got a message last night that my cousin died of COVID last night. And he was older than me, so I think he's 77. So he had a good life, but it still shocks you when you know some. That's the fourth person I know personally that's died of this, so it's kind of scary.
Well, you know what's interesting to me is that it has changed the world in
yes.
a lot of ways. And we'll see what happens next year
yeah.
with vaccines and going into a different time. Oh, man.
He hadn't even touched the booze and he's spilling it.
He had a thank goodness I put that table up.
Hey, this is my
I've never seen you do that in all the years.
Oh, my. No tip for you.
You keep washing your hands.
Yes, and they're slippery.
They're slippery. You don't have a good grip. You dry them out. Because of all this water
all this,
and stuff,
well,
I need to get some good
yeah. And we're continuing on here this morning, having a great time, WWGH Radio. We're going to come up on the break here in a moment. By the way, if anybody does want to call in, feel free, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. four. Give me a buzz. And again, I do want to thank Abby and Michelle for the nice Christmas ornament. It's a cup of hot chocolate with three marshmallows in it with our names on it. That's very nice. And I thank them for the $25 gift card to McDonald's, where I stop every morning for the morning beverage and the Christmas card. OMG, they're eating noses. It's a snowman looking in a window at a family eating dinner. And then on the inside, smells like another Christmas. Very nice card. So I appreciate the card and the gift card and the ornament from Abby and Michelle. So, and they'll be here next Tuesday for our year-end wrap-up show for the entire morning from 8 to 10. Next Tuesday morning, we will have Michelle and Abby live in the studio. And we'll also have Kreskin on next week doing something we've done with him every year, I think even dating back to my WMRN days, the predictions for the upcoming year, 2021. So those will be interesting to be sure. Now, I don't know what's going to happen in the next 2 hours. I don't know if anybody's stopping by. I don't know if people will call in. Really, the 3 hours. It's 3 hours we'll be on. I don't know, but we're just going to take whatever happens and do it.
We're going to be flooded with Swap Shop stuff.
I'm sure we certainly will on Christmas Eve. We're coming up on the first break. Be back in exactly 1 minute. Don't you dare switch that dial.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Charlie, did you know that's one of my favorite Christmas carols of all time? The Christmas song written by Mel Torme.
Well, you know, Scott, never was one of my favorites.
Why's that?
1 year I ate a bad chestnut, and it wasn't Jack Frost nipping at my nose. It was Dr. Jack Perry nipping at my, well, you get the picture.
Happy holidays from WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Listen, audience, we're back. And let me tell you, something bad has just happened here on the Christmas Eve morning. Something horrible has just happened. Now, Terry Klein is here. He's working the bar over here. He's got the three glasses, the eggnog, the moonshine, which has become the tradition. And he whipped out of that bag, Glenn, and he waited till the end, you noticed, to do this.
Yeah.
Whipped out a fruitcake.
Yeah, but he brought it in on a chain. So.
Oh, that table will collapse, Terry. It's not ready for that kind of weight. No, I'm telling you, I don't have that kind of stomach in me. Those. Oh, we're getting a phone call. Thank goodness. Saved by the phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Thank you, sir.
Good morning.
Oh, it's Bob. How you doing? Well, Bob's been in the sauce since last night.
Glenn,
he's talking to you. I'm sorry, I had my earplug out of my ear because I was getting served fruitcake, and it almost broke the table as it
hit. Oh.
How you doing, Bob?
Merry Christmas. I'm still in my 101, still been up all night. I got my macaroni salad done. I'm working on the potato salad. I kept my cheese plate up.
Bob, how many cups have you had today?
I only do this. I save all my money back for the holiday.
Hey, Bob. No, how many drinks have you had in the last few hours?
Well, I got to the bottle.
Started at 11?
You did the whole bottle, Bob?
I got all half of it done.
Half of the bottle of 101?
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
I'll beat you guys before you get in here.
We're going to have to send the police out to your house. I think you're driving the house illegally.
No, I'm sitting there working on it like this since the last night and getting everything done. So I want to stop the one, So anyway, me and my little one, I've got to get back to my cheese plate. and my potato salad.
Well, Bob, relax. You know, have a good Christmas and have a good day and relax and enjoy.
Terry Klein says, don't walk near an open flame.
That's what I'm doing. I'm relaxing.
There you go.
Enjoying myself, getting everything ready for the kids and everybody. And it's my time of year.
Well, enjoy, Bob.
Hi.
Merry
Christmas, Bob.
Well, Bob, and I know he's got the radio on in his house, and he's going to hear me say this, Bob is soused. I love Bob. Bob calls in every year, but Bob is clearly in the bag at this point.
Well,
Bob, and just don't drive, and I don't think Bob does.
Don't drive.
No, don't drive, but you're allowed to do that. He's an adult, and Bob is gone.
Yes.
Bob. Yeah,
Bob's a fun guy.
I like Bob. Bob's just clearly, Bob has had one too many in the last 24 hours, and Bob is gone. Now, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we always do this at the holiday, that we say, that it's the what do you, no, not yet. Hold on, we got to talk about this.
Oh, okay.
Proper dunking
technique. Well, the little sliver of fruitcake has been delivered here to Glenn and I, and Terry Klein's got a piece over there. But now here's the thing. I'm looking at this, Glenn.
Yeah.
What does yours look like?
It looks like a macaw threw up.
Well, mine.
Lots of fruits.
Mine is brown and it's got little yellow things in it. What are the little yellow things?
Nuts.
No, they're not nuts. No.
Feed them in India.
No. No. I don't know what this is. I don't know. We got a proper.
Terry's doing his best imitation of a person from the continent of India.
India. Go ahead, caller. Caller, go ahead. Uh-oh. Are you there?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What was the question again?
Are you okay, caller? Go ahead.
Chocolate.
What did you, caller? What station are you listening to?
107.1.
Oh, did we ask a question?
Did you?
No, but we can.
No, but the answer can be chocolate.
More of what you've been drinking.
Have you had a drink or two too this morning?
I'm home. Need to take my medicine.
Oh, okay. That'll do it.
That'll do. Yeah, that'll.
That's what I call mine too.
Well, so what are you doing for Christmas?
We're having a Christmas dinner and visiting family.
Oh, be careful!
But what are you having for dinner? I'm always interested because some people have turkey. I have shredded chicken sandwiches. You know, people have their own traditions. What are you having for dinner?
Oh, our tradition's ham. We always have turkey on Thanksgiving.
A lot of people do it at Christmas as well.
We eat everything in the house.
and then the house.
Yummy.
Now, who's laughing in the background there?
My stepdad. I'm in the car with him, and we're just cruising along listening to you guys.
Now, you sound like a very young listener. How old are you?
I'm 18.
18?
Oh, that's nice.
See, that blows our whole demographic, Glenn.
Same age as my eldest granddaughter.
So do you enjoy the station?
Of course I do. The music you guys play is great, and the way you play it is nice as well.
Yeah, we're very known for our music here at this station.
Well, during Christmas we play
music. Yes, yes. So, you can just give me your first name if you want. What's your name?
I go by Mar.
Mar? What's your full name?
Maria.
Morella.
Well, Mar, did you think we were doing trivia here? I'm just confused on this, or were you just calling in to play a little joke on us?
My stepdad wanted me to call in and see if you guys had seen our lights, but then I heard something about India, because, you see, he turns down the radio, so there's no feedback.
Uh-huh.
So I just heard you guys say something about India, and my mind went blank.
So when you hear India, you hear...
Kind of trivia.
When you hear India, you think chocolate.
No.
For some reason, I don't know.
So you're just... Okay, so where are your... Are you the Bell Fountain Avenue house?
Yeah, we were the ones on the 400 block of Blaine.
Oh, cool.
Oh, Blaine. I said Bell Fountain, didn't I?
Yeah,
Blaine. I knew where...
It's between Bell Fountain
and
Columbia.
It's over by there.
Yes, I have seen the house. And you know what I thought was interesting? I thought your... You said that like you doubt that I went over there. You gave me like, I don't think he has went over there. Do you want me to get out of the car and come up to the house?
No.
I'll honk when I go by. My wife and I are planning to go by tonight.
Well, I'm heading over to Leader Street tonight, so I might go by again. So if I go by again, do you want me to get out and knock on the door so you don't have such doubt?
No, not do that. But, like, the honking would be cool.
Okay, well, I'll honk, and you'll know that it's Radio Guy out there honking the horn.
Okay, that sounds cool, man.
Yeah, I'll throw an 8x10 glossy out in the yard with a nice signature for the holiday. So when you hear the honk, run out to see. It's like that movie. Every time you hear a bell, an angel gets its wings.
Right.
So every time you hear a honk, this family gets an autographed picture.
Well, I'm going to honk, too, and I have no autographed pictures of myself.
Autograph a Christmas card, Glenn. Throw it out the window. All right. Well, hey, you're having Christmas dinner. You're going to have ham.
They're driving right now.
Yeah, what are you out doing?
We're out running some last-minute Christmas things. We're getting, like, appetizer things.
Oh, what do you have for appetizers? Like hot dogs?
We may stop for a long time.
Yeah, hot dogs with a toothpick in them?
We usually have, like, cheese and crackers.
Yeah.
They're pretty basic, but we still like things like that. That, and we're getting things for Chex Mix, which is cool.
Oh, Chex Mix.
The first year we're doing that.
Chex Mix gives me heartburn, but I love it.
Well, are you going to listen till 1 o'clock when we're going to start drinking here momentarily?
Of course.
All right. Well, feel free to call back in at any time and give another guess to a trivia question we have not asked.
And listen for your honks tonight.
Listen for the honks.
Okey-doke.
Thank you, Mar. Oh, what's your father's name?
We lost her.
She'll call back in. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And we are... Now, see, this is Christmas.
Yeah.
We're in the Christmas mood here, Glenn.
Now, she may be able to hear, since there's a 30-second delay, she may be able to hear you saying, what's your father's name? Maybe she'll call back
and
give it
to her. Well, maybe if Dad got the radio turned back up.
Yeah.
Because he turns it down for the feedback.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't
do that.
That's
good. Bob forgets to do that.
Well, let's take count. So Bob is soused at this point.
Yeah.
And the last caller... wanted to know if we'd seen the Christmas lights.
Yeah, and
we certainly are.
We're planning to do that tonight.
Okay. Here, but see, I don't know what these yellow things are in this piece of the fruitcake.
They're raisins.
Yeah.
No, raisins aren't yellow.
Yeah, some of them are.
Golden raisins?
Yeah. No, they really are.
Oh.
Yeah, and I know that for a fact because I hate them.
I just don't like this.
Well, they only had golden.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello, it's Mar again. I wanted to let you know that my father's name is James.
James!
All right.
Well, James...
Have a great Christmas, James.
Hey, Mar, what do you... You can ask James this as well. What do you think these yellow things are floating around in my fruitcake?
What do you think the yellow things in the fruitcake are?
Well, they look floaty.
They said they look floaty. He says it scares him.
Oh, it scares us, too.
It scares me, Mar. Well, thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling back.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas to Mar and James, and go see their house over on Blaine Avenue.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's a sight to behold. Well, I saw it once. I mean, I don't know why she doubts me.
I haven't. I'm going to go look.
Throw a thing out there tonight. And over on Leader.
Once.
I have to go twice?
Once is not enough.
Well,
that remains to be seen at this point.
We could go by.
They'll probably
Christmas.
Be up through the new year.
Yeah.
Most people leave their lights up through the new year.
I leave mine up till 12th night.
And people over on west side, the west side of town, they leave their lights up through, July.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or past.
So nothing wrong with that. Never take them down at all.
Yeah, I have a neighbor that lives across the street from me. She has lights up all year long.
It's easier to put them up that way.
Yeah. They change, though.
So, here we are, 42 minutes past the hour, into hour number one. Now, I'm not going to eat the fruitcake right away. I got to think that one over.
Dip it?
I'm not saying I won't eat it. I just have to think about it.
This has to be the worst fruitcake.
That's not a Claxton.
That's
the one you brought last year?
Claxton is what I brought last year.
No. Last year you brought one, because I just heard the show from last year, and it wasn't a Claxton, because Charlie said he didn't even like that fruitcake.
I brought one year, because I went all the way down to Sam's Club to pick it up.
Oh, my.
I think that was last year, because last year was when they didn't have them in town.
Yeah, that was last year. It went down there, yeah.
Yeah, so is that one of... What is that?
That is not a very good one.
Oh, not a very... As compared to the Claxtons, which are delicious.
I thought a
A Hostess Twinkie would taste better than that.
Oh, well, we're not going to get a... I might like it then.
I don't know.
I'll bet if you soaked that whole thing in rum...
It would be better?
Much better.
Maybe. Well, I'll tell you what. We're coming up on a break here in 1 minute. When we come back from the 1 minute break, we will have our first drink of eggnog. I got the card here from Jeannie, Charlie's wife.
Okay.
So we're going to do that coming back from this minute break. And we're going to reminisce about Christmas's past,
Excellent.
This Christmas, all kinds of good stuff. Eating the fruitcake, that might not happen immediately, but it is here on a plate. I'm not saying
hungry.
It won't happen before
I'm
one.
Hungry.
All you got to do is get in the elevator and go down to Ohio Health. Oh. You know,
are they open?
Does that.
Yes.
Okay.
Somebody came in with me.
Well, we're in the right building.
Yeah,
heart failure clinic. We're in the right
heart
building.
Failure clinic.
Yeah, this could do it. Merry Christmas Eve to all. 740-383-9944. Hope you're having fun wherever you are and enjoying the Christmas Eve holiday.
Especially Mara and James.
Mara and James and Bob.
And Bob.
How'd you forget Bob?
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. And, of course, we, again, want to thank the people who brought us nice treats this holiday season.
Yes. Shirks.
The Shirks. Jody Lucas brought us some nice treats. Angie brought some no-bake cookies. Very nice. Angie Evers. Thank you, Angie. And we're going to break, and I'll be right back. Ted, I've got all the Christmas songs ready to go for the upcoming holiday season, but I can't seem to find the 12 Days of Christmas.
That's not a problem, Scott. I know it by heart, and I'll sing it for you. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden rings.
Yeah, but what about the other 11 days?
Well, that's the only day that counts as far as I'm concerned. Golden voice, golden ring.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, the place for the holiday season.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
And we're back here, WWGH Radio. You are listening to the Christmas Eve show, Christmas
Eve tradition. Oh, yeah.
And we are having a great time this Christmas Eve, to be sure. The eggnog has been poured. The fruitcake is here. But before we do any of this, we are Jeannie Evers sent us a regular Christmas card, which I read on the air. Jeannie's Charlie's wife. And Charlie, of course, was with us for 6.5 years. And here's what this card, she sent us 2 cards. Now, here's what the second card said. Now, this card came about a week ago. It said, Scott, do not open this card or read until Thursday morning when you drink your eggnog.
Uh-huh.
So we're just about to do this.
All right.
So I'm going to take that off the card now.
All right.
And let's see what the card says. It's a Christmas poem. It's got Santa Claus on the front with all the reindeer.
Yeah.
Very nice. And here's the Christmas poem. If a jolly fat man who is laughing away flies above you while driving a miniature sleigh with 8 tiny reindeer to pull him along, then face it. Now we open up the card. Your eggnog's a little too strong. Have a merry one. And the note is, Scott, do you think Charlie might be drinking eggnog in heaven?
Absolutely.
We sure miss him, Jeannie. Sure, and we miss him
we
here
miss
as well.
Him a lot, yeah.
And I'm sure he is.
Yeah.
That is
yeah.
a perfect card.
And I am the fat little jolly elf that's going to be drinking this stuff.
Well, listen, we Jeannie, thank you so much for that card. That is the perfect card
that is.
For this celebration. And I am sure that Charlie is up in heaven right now and drinking right along with us.
No doubt.
Toasting, toasting with...
He's flying with his
brother. Well, Charlie Sens, who left us this year. Charlie Sens.
Kensel
Clutter left us this year.
Charles Schroep.
Oh, yes. There's another one. That, but, yeah. Absolutely.
He needs a microphone and a beep switch.
We're hearing
for
him,
all the dirty things
you
he's
can hear
saying.
Terry Klein, right. Usually he stands over there, but I think we're picking him up.
Okay,
we got the mics
good.
Turned up.
Right.
We're social distancing.
Yes, we are.
So we're going to take our first drink. Now, we're going to toast Charlie in the next hour.
Okay. So this is. So we'll save that for Charlie next. Yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
Well, we're just going to toast the holiday, and then we're going to toast Charlie next hour. Because we got 3 hours of this.
Toasting, getting drunk.
Yes. To Christmas. Tell what we're drinking, first of all. What do we have there? Yeah. I haven't seen it.
We have vanilla eggnog.
Uh-huh.
We also have cinnamon eggnog. But we have apple pie moonshine.
Vanilla,
ooh,
cinnamon,
apple pie moonshine.
Well,
which is smoky.
Which
here
eggnog
we go.
Are we having? The vanilla or the...
Vanilla.
Okay, all right.
Here we go.
Here's
the first
to your
drink. Here's to your health.
Christmas
here's,
past.
Yeah, darn.
Are you guys chugging these or what?
No.
No, we're not going to. What do you call that? You call it something. Shotgun. You shotgun them. We're not going to shotgun the eggnog.
Not all that.
This is radio. We got to talk. You can't shotgun.
This is 4 ounces.
But we're going to refill before the next hour to toast Charlie.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Here's
to your health, especially this year, and to a happy 2021.
Okay.
Oh, that's good. Good stuff.
That is very good.
Yeah. And you know, you don't taste the booze, and that's the problem. That's the problem.
No, that's not the problem.
Margarita, you know.
Is that a...
I had like three or four of them, and all of a sudden, man, you're hammered.
Is that a single shot of moonshine in there? Okay.
Yes. So...
That is 1 ounce to... This is maybe... Four or five?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Maybe six at the most.
Yeah.
It's a good time. So now we're drinking the eggnog, so the calls would be more appreciated than ever because we're drinking, and on radio, that takes your mouth away from the microphone.
I'm having no problem at all.
You know, I cannot believe our bus driver has not called. She is the biggest proponent of these dreadful fruitcakes.
Our bus driver?
Our caller. She called this morning at hour number one.
Okay.
Who drives the city bus here in town. I cannot believe she hasn't called. We've been served this nasty fruitcake.
She's not allowed to drink while she's driving the kids around.
Well, she's not drinking it. Well, I don't think she does the kids. She does the people. It's the city bus.
Mm.
But
okay.
The phone lines are open, 740-383-9944.
Ooh,
I bet she's
good.
Been having a... Isn't it?
It's really
See,
good.
People think they won't like the eggnog.
You did a good job, Terry.
7 years in.
Yeah.
But you know, see, like Michelle had never tasted eggnog, and she tasted it.
She
and
liked it,
everybody
yeah.
thinks they won't like it, but they do.
Well, I've had it that was a lot more spicy and stronger than this, and I don't like that type. But this is mild and goes down easily.
Oh, it's a smooth drink.
These are made for the general public.
Yes.
So they're not going to be like...
Here we go. Fruitcakes R Us, go ahead.
Hey, she's right here listening to you.
Now, can you believe that a fruitcake came in today?
Well, sure I can.
Are you calling Terry a fruitcake?
he's got that gay apparel on.
That's nectar of the gods, Scott.
But what is the yellow congealed?
I really like. Who was it that said something like it? It looked like a macaw had vomited.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
Glenn said that.
You were not rolling.
This guy ran a credit union.
But no, seriously, what's the yellow congealed stuff that's in this?
Well, I would just think it was the candied fruit.
What's
isn't
yellow?
It mostly like cherries that they put in there, like candied cherries and stuff.
There are cherries in there, yeah.
Not mine.
You don't have any cherries?
No, mine's all yellow congealed.
Oh, I got...
No, see, you got red. I got all red. Yellow.
I was dying laughing. I was eating a fruitcake about a week or so ago, and I was sitting there. People that drove by and looked in the bus while I was polishing this thing off, they probably thought I'd been in the sauce because I was laughing and there's no one on the bus. But I remember how you said it looked like something that comes out of a glue gun, the actual cake. You know, he's kind of right because it is dense and it's kind of real moist and wet. And I just started laughing. I thought, this would be really cute if I sit out here and choke.
Well, I was really concerned when Terry brought it in. At the end of a chain, you know.
Well, you know, Pete, every year, and it's a sad thing at the end of the year, but we always bring up the number one cause of death every year for the human species. And a little known fact is that every year they don't announce. Well, it's people choking on fruitcake. And they just don't announce that.
Are you guys going to put any alcohol in your fruitcake?
Oh, absolutely not.
No.
Where's the alcohol, by the way?
No. You know, I'm not. The desk is barely holding the weight right now of this little chunk.
So here's the important question. Is it a Claxton? Because
no.
That is the gold standard of fruitcake.
What's the name? It's a Volgy. What is that? What does it say?
Terry, our expert on this.
It's a village fair.
Are you teaching the school?
I can't see way over there. I've been drinking eggnog.
Terry says Claxton's the only thing. He says this isn't as good as the Claxton.
Oh, the table just collapsed.
Yeah.
You guys have way too much. So Terry likes the Claxton?
Yes, he does.
Hey, Terry.
So why'd you bring us this?
You're on my team. I'm Team Claxton. Good job, Terry.
You saw it where?
Only Evers was worth driving.
Are we out of Claxton's color?
Oh, if you are, I'll go get some and bring them to you.
See, they're around town.
They're around.
The Civitan Club sells them. Right?
Fanny Bank. The banks. I got mine at the bank.
When I was at the credit union, Bill Clark always made us sell fruitcakes for some good cause. But we had to reinforce the desk where we put the.
Oh, you did not. Don't end up on Santa's naughty list for
No, wait.
I've been there for years.
Before you go, tell the truth. You told this story, I believe, last week that you went to Faye Bank, who sell. If I'm just letting
you
people...
know. Okay, so I thought about that. I think it's just because I was in the bus.
No, hold on. No, wait a second. Don't try to divert the story. The story is she goes to Faye Bank to get a Claxton fruitcake, and she buys it. She sends her a little $5 in, which I think is what it costs, and that goes to the Civitan Club. And they told her, they said, listen, we cannot send this out through the shuttle. We can't send it out.
I didn't tell you part two. That's
because
not, no,
no, because it'll crack the concrete.
I'm jumping in here. This is double dutch, and I'm jumping in. Listen.
If we all keep going, it sounds like the view here.
Glenn, put your hand over his mouth. That's because I was in a 10-foot tall bus. I couldn't go through the drive-thru. I wasn't in a Scotch.
Yeah, but the reason they sold it to you is because you had a big bus like that to haul it home.
That's not a euphemism, is it? That she has a big bus.
No.
Oh, okay.
When you guys start pulling those four-syllable words out, that's my cue to skedaddle on out.
Get ready for Chutzky later on.
Yeah. Gonna do that.
Merry Christmas, gentlemen.
Merry Christmas. Have a nice day.
All right. Again, phone lines are open. 55 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. But I did not, in all the years I've been in Marion, I've always known that Faye Bank sold the Claxtons, but I never knew it was for the Civitan Club.
Well, I wonder if that's not what we did at the credit union as well. Because I know Bill brought them in for, it was a charity, so I don't know.
So have a bunch of workers' comp.
Broken teeth claims.
Bunch of leftovers. That's what. So, you know, and I've not been able to reach anybody with the Civitan Club, but I wonder, Glenn is eating the fruitcake. Boy, isn't that good.
It's artificial tasting, isn't it?
It kind of like mushy sawdust.
Mushy sawdust. There you go.
So what are you doing eating mushy sawdust?
I'm trying to think.
How do you like your sawdust?
Trying to cover the taste of the booze.
I'm trying to remember the late Paul Savage used to call fruitcake. He said it had a taste like eating, what was it? Something super glue or.
Huh.
Yeah, he had a
Well, it's not as bad as I thought it would be. I mean, it has.
Well, you're
no
drunk.
Taste. It doesn't.
You're drunk.
Yeah, that's.
You
it.
Don't understand. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I want you to know that I bought my husband 5 fruitcakes.
5?
5 of them.
Oh, my goodness. So how much was the U-Haul bill to get them home?
Holy crap.
We were shopping in Columbus. My daughter has COVID, so we're doing grocery shopping for her. We were at a Walmart down there, and in the candy aisle, they had Claxton fruitcakes.
We should have sent Terry there.
For him.
How many did they have?
They had a bunch.
Well, because nobody buys them.
They were just waiting for me.
They were holding something down.
He just toasted it like Heloise told you to do. And he said it's really, really good. So maybe you should try toasting your fruitcake.
I know if I put that in the toaster, I will need a new toaster for Christmas because it will not spring back up.
You know, I think it cleaned my teeth when I chewed down on that.
Did it?
Yeah.
Cleaned your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
No, so he likes the Claxtons.
I just wanted to let you know.
5 fruitcakes.
5 of them.
5 of them.
5 of the Claxton fruitcakes.
Let's see, that's probably at least $25, $30.
No, wait, the real question is how long will it last?
Let's see.
Till next year when he gives it back.
No, he's down to 4.5.
Oh.
And I just bought, he ate half of one.
So he likes them.
Oh, he loves them.
Huh. Okay.
Absolutely.
There's no accounting for taste.
How much laxative per fruitcake?
Terry wants to know how much laxative you need to help him out.
Wants to know how much of a laxative that they are.
And I ate anything to make
it regular. He's saying that at his age, anything helps.
There you go. I hear that.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Have a great Christmas.
All right. 740-383-9944, and you're listening to WWDH Radio. We've got the eggnog in tow. Glenn Goble, Terry Klein in studio. The fruitcake has been dished out. Glenn has gotten into his. I'll think about it.
This is silly. This is the silliest show I've ever been on.
Well, and that's saying something, because you've done a lot of shows here.
A lot of silly shows.
And that's Christmas for you. Again, phone lines are open and will be open until 1 o'clock this afternoon, 740-383-9944. Glenn has gotten a little taste.
Yeah,
I'm a little taste of the
eggnog.
Halfway
through my first drink. That means I've had half an ounce of booze. Right?
Maybe.
I mean, that shot glass looks like about an ounce.
Well, the problem is, see, you let your drink sit so long, it's all gone to the
it's
bottom.
It's congealed.
Oh, well, then I'm really going to enjoy the bottom.
All right. Well, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about Christmas's past. We are going to toast Charlie, who was here when this tradition was started 6 years ago, 7 years ago. 2014 would have been the first Christmas that this all started. Because that's right. It's 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 7. 7 years we've been doing this. So there you go.
I almost ran out of fingers.
Boy, when we go a few more years, I don't know how I'll keep track of all of this.
It's a little scary that you counted all seven of those on one hand.
And we're going to sing a little bit, because Glenn's a singer.
Oh, no.
Did you know Glenn has a record out on the wall in the lobby? He was part of a folk group.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to sing.
100 years ago.
Get ready, Christmas carols, eggnog, memories of Charlie, and a toast coming up here on WWGH Radio. Don't you dare flip that holiday dial.
Christmas time, Christmas time. Bring your goods here, we'll sell them for you.